The following is the Tony Lozano Podcast, an OPI show on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. This is Free Kicks. Okay, we're trying something new. We've been waiting for this Champions League final to end, and nobody wants to win the game. It's Manchester City versus Real Madrid, and they're about to go to penalty kicks, and we're going to do the show while the penalty kicks are happening. But let's play our opening theme first.
Yeah.
And now, Free Kicks.
Free Kicks.
With Illinois Youth Soccer Association's Director of Coaching, Adam Howarth.
And Rick Kemper.
Okay, so three of the teams are in. By the way, you just interrupt whenever there's a penalty kick, okay?
I will do. Man City is up first. They have the penalty kick ready to go. Julian Alvarez is going first to take it. Remember, both the big penalty kick takers for Man City were subbed out. Haaland and Kevin De Bruyne. Brilliant. Does Pep know what he's doing?
Why did he do that? I was wondering that about De Bruyne, because he just took him out like 5 minutes ago.
I had no idea. Okay. He must know something that we don't know.
Yeah.
He does okay. So, I guess.
Won a couple of games here or there.
Exactly. Anyway, he's running back. He's ready to shoot. Here we go. Number 19. And he has scored.
Okay.
1-0 Man City. 2-1, actually.
It's 2-1 already?
Well, 2-1 in terms of goals.
Okay.
1-0 in the penalty kick shootout. Gotcha. I don't want to confuse you. I'll just keep the penalty kick shootout.
Yeah, please. Please.
That'll be fun. 2-1. 1-0. 3-2. What the heck's going on?
So there's already two German teams in the final four. Bayern beat Arsenal today, knocking Arsenal out. And yesterday, Dortmund won, knocking out Atletico.
That's right.
And the other team that's in the final four is PSG with Mbappe in his final swan song.
Oh, he's missed it.
Okay.
Modric has missed it.
Who missed
it? Modric.
Modric.
Yes.
Wow. Ever missed one before? This is the famed Croatian midfielder?
No, I don't know. It was a pretty poor penalty, to be fair. Pep's happy. He's thinking, yes, I'm glad I subbed my two best players. Yes.
So, you know, there is some strategy to this, because these guys have been running for 120 minutes.
Yeah, but Modric just came on. He was a sub.
Yeah,
he is 53 years old, so that doesn't help.
You know, old people are people too, Adam.
That's true. That's true.
Nice.
Exactly.
So who's up next for Manchester City?
Manchester City, Bernardo Silva's coming up, putting the ball down right now, looking very confident, looking at ease. Yeah, I think Man City's got this one.
In the eyes, can't you, when they go up there confident?
Yeah, absolutely. He's got it. Yeah, no problem. Oh, my goodness, he's missed it. Absolutely shocking penalty. One of the worst penalty kicks I've ever seen. It looked like an under-9 penalty kick. Straight at the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper just like caught it in the air. It's like, people have got to see this one.
You know,
shocking.
I think sometimes the guys go up there. Every time that I see someone kick it right down the middle, I think that's what it's going to end up looking like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of guys do it, and the goalies jump, and they're like, oh, I could have just stood there and caught that.
And that's exactly what happened. I'm like, what are you doing? So Jude Bellingham's up.
Okay.
The English warrior. He's up there, number 5. Great number. My number in college. Oh, yeah, money. Scores, of course.
Okay. So he's going to be – what position is he going to play on the English national team?
That's a great question. That's a very good question. I was looking at the players, and the top six – I've already picked the top six.
Okay.
You know, in terms of the players you've got, really, it's going to be an unbelievable group. So it looks like Kovacic is up next in terms of the penalty kicks. So it's 1-1 on penalty kicks. But when you look at the top six for England, it's going to be tremendous in terms of the players they've got. So
got Harry Kane.
You've got Harry Kane up top.
Yeah.
Then you've got, oh, Kovacic has missed. Oh, my gosh. What is going on? Lunin is making big saves. My goodness. Oh, so that's crazy. Craziness.
This is kind of fun.
Yeah. It was a better penalty kick, decent save, but still not in the corner. So anyway, here's the starting lineup. This is what I would have. Declan Rice, Jude Bellingham, two holding midfielders. Okay. Colton Palmer is the 10. Phil Foden out wide is the 11. Saka is the 7. Harry Kane is the 9. You're not getting past that 6.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Now, yeah. The problem is the other 5.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So this is a sub coming. This is a sub, I think, coming in for Real Madrid, who's always banged it in. That's a nice one. I'm trying to remember who that was. I don't know this player as well. I'm trying to see the back of his shirt. So it's now 2-1 to Real Madrid. So they've scored. So that was a decent one. It was Lucas.
So all they have to do is make the rest of theirs, and Madrid's. Well, yep. I've never really rooted for Manchester City before, but I was actually rooting for Manchester City in this game. I felt strange.
I agree. Phil Foden's up now. Here we go. What's he going to do? Money in the bank. 2-2. Well done.
Okay.
You hate to say it. Got a question. Erling Haaland and Kevin De Bruyne coming out early.
Yeah.
You hate to say it when it goes to penalty kicks. I could see Erling Haaland was 60 minutes, 70 minutes? I think they subbed him. Was it half? Yeah, subbed him about 70 minutes. So you've got to wonder. But Kevin De Bruyne, no way. No way should you sub that guy.
Yeah, if there's ever money in the bank on a penalty kick, it's got to be him.
Yes, you would think so. You would think so. That's the thing. So, they just scored again.
Okay, so they only need one more.
So, yes, 3-2 now, just scored. Nacho just scored. So, 3-2. So Man City has to score this one. They have to score.
And the winner of this game will go up against Bayern Munich, mm-hmm. which looked pretty good, knocking off Arsenal.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. We've got Edison coming up to take the penalty kick.
The goalkeeper.
This could be it. What's he going to do?
Wow.
Green versus red. Yes, he scores. 3-3.
That's now interesting.
It was a nice penalty, too, to be fair.
It all comes down to this last kick.
This is it. Yeah. Edison scored. You've got to get it. He's got to score now. That's the thing. So who we got coming up? Let's see who's coming up. Can't see it yet. Exciting stuff, though. He's got to make a save. Oh, the German! Rudiger.
Oh, boy. Former Chelsea player.
He's a German. He never misses penalties.
Yeah, he blew a shot at the end of the game there, though, to win it.
Him and De Bruyne, to be fair. This could be it. Here we go. Big breath. Oh, he's looking
ice
nervous.
Water in
I think
his
he's going to save it. Oh, he's banged it in. Real Madrid are through.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I feel bad for Manchester City. A sentence I've never said before. Because they totally dominated that game.
Absolutely. They're all over them. It's ridiculous. It was basically a half-court game, right? Basically is what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I've got a question. Again, who am I to question Pep Guardiola? But seriously, Kevin De Bruyne, why'd you bring him out?
I know. All right. Well, I think he's, at some point he's got to be thinking about the Premier League too, because right now they're in the driver's seat. We'll get to that in a second. But sorry, so the Champions League are down to 4 teams. You got Dortmund versus PSG, and you got Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich. That's going to come up in it's a pretty good Final Four. And it could be a replay of Bayern against Dortmund, which happened just a couple of years ago.
That's right, at Wembley Stadium, and it's back at Wembley. Amazing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be awesome. I think it could be a Bayern Dortmund. You never know. That'd be pretty cool, too. Yeah.
So this has kind of been an interesting Champions League for me because my team's not in it, but I these games have been undeniably good.
Yeah, they've been good. Yeah, I agree.
And I have a new favorite announcer. And that is the Champions League announcer Ray Hudson, who has been on the Paramount Plus. He is hilarious. He is hilarious, and the way he uses words at the end of that at the end of the PSG Barcelona game, he said, "Mbappe drops a neutron bomb and leaves Barcelona covered in acid."
he is the king of the one-liners. There's no question about it. There's actually a website dedicated to his one-liners if people want to find out, because he has got some good ones.
Do you think he writes them out in advance?
He probably does. I would probably think he does. I mean, some of the stuff he comes up with has got me, I'm just laughing just because of some of it. And he's a Geordie. He's from Newcastle, so he's got a pretty strong strong accent.
Yes, he does.
You'll like this one. I would love to share this one. I'll give you two classics. This one, he, and in his Geordie accent, he is as electrifying as a Jimi Hendrix guitar going into a hot tub. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
And then this one, you'll love this one. This free kick has more curves to it than Jessica Rabbit on steroids.
That's great.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, he is unbelievable.
Now, I remember him as a player. I remember him playing in the NASL.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
He played for the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, and we had a friend on that team, Robert Meshbach, who's a green-white player here, and Gerrit Mueller was on that team, and
that was a
fun team,
He was a manager too. He managed Miami Fusion, which was the first Miami team when they started the MLS in 2000, and then he also managed at DC United. He's been doing it, and obviously commentating. I think they said he did the 2002 World Cup on ESPN. Didn't really remember too much of that one.
No.
But he's great, and I listen to him a fair bit on Sirius Radio as well.
Okay.
So he does this show called The Football Show with Charlie Stilettano and Neil Barnett and Tom Rennie, who's a big English West Ham fan. They do a bunch of stuff there. So yeah, it's quite good. Yeah, he's definitely the king of the one-liners. There's no question. Yeah, magisterial is his big one. He likes to say
magisterial. Yeah, I've heard him say that. All right, let's talk about what's happening in the Premier League.
Premier League football.
What's happening on the pitch?
Well, as it turns out, there are no English teams in the Final Four of the Champions League, but the Premier League itself is still quite interesting. Both Arsenal and Liverpool choked at home this past weekend, and City is in the driver's seat, and I just don't see them choking, although we just watched them choke.
I mean, before this game, I would agree with you. I don't know what to believe now. I mean, I really don't, because I think even as bad as Arsenal are right now in terms of the defeats, obviously they've lost on the weekend and lost again today. You know, who knows? Who's to say that Liverpool can take it on? Because they're obviously maybe the third place team right now on goal differential. You're behind Arsenal, but I mean, they have probably a little bit less concerns. Although, again, they're still in the Europa League, but I think maybe the pressure's off them a little bit now that Man City and Arsenal have lost in the Champions League. So that might help them a little bit ease the pain. So.
Yeah, maybe. But they did just lose to Crystal Palace. I mean, that was pathetic.
It was not good. Well, I mean, to be fair, though, Crystal Palace, what a game. I mean, they played fantastically well. Was definitely worthy of winning that game. There's no question.
I mean,
they caught them on the counter when they needed to, did fantastically well. Thought they were really, really good, especially with the two Oza. When he's playing for the team, he's just fantastic. I mean, they've got some really, really good players. I love Michael Olise and Eze, both those players. When they fit, they've been out most of the season. That's been part of the problem. But yeah, they've got the players to be able to do it. And looks like they're moving up. They've got a new manager. I'm trying to remember the manager's name off the top of my head. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
I think he's German too, if I remember.
Yeah, well, the Germans seem to be taking over the world again. So look out.
Yeah. I know, but he's definitely moved them along since since they got rid of the former manager there. So, they're moving forward. There's definitely no question. So, Glasner is his name.
Glasner.
Yeah, Thomas Glasner, yeah. So, okay. Oliver Glasner, yeah. So, yeah.
All right, well, that's an interesting battle at the bottom of the table, too. The relegation battle is actually suddenly interesting. Everton, they got points deducted again. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Normally, when that happens, you respond by taking it out on the opposition. Boy, right. This time, not so much. Chelsea absolutely destroyed them. Was it 6-0?
Unbelievable. It was one of the better Mondays I've had, that's for sure. My goodness. And Cole Palmer, let's just talk about this guy.
Yeah.
He is absolutely tremendous. You've spent $1 billion on players. He cost 40 million.
Yeah.
And he's worth twice as much as some of those players that were worth 100 million. He's just been tremendous. 20 goals he scored in the league.
Well, he scored four in that game. He scored four in one game. And it was one of those perfect hat tricks, left foot, right foot, head ball, right?
Yeah, that's right. Love the perfect hat tricks.
And then the penalty kick after that. And he's ice water, and I want him on the penalty spot in the European Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Just think, if he would have stayed at Man City, he might have been taking the penalty kick in this shootout.
That's right. I forgot he's a Man City guy. That's something. So looking at the table right now, you have really, I'd say, Nottingham Forest and Everton are both in danger of dropping. They're not in the bottom three yet, but they're only 1 or 2 points out of the relegation zone. And the question is, can those teams outlast Luton Town? What do you think?
Oh yeah, it could be an interesting game coming up. If only they were playing each other, possibly in the next few days, that would be really interesting. But I think they do have the ability to stay up. I'm still unsure about Luton. I would love for them to stay up, but I don't know who would go down. That's my biggest thing, because I think both those teams are good enough to still stay up. I would probably lean more towards Everton staying up than Nottingham Forest. But it's really hard to say, because what ends up happening is typically at the end of the season, teams get on a little bit of a run. Like, for example, a Luton could get on a run that might bring Brentford involved into it or whatever it may be.
But right.
Everton does have a game in hand, so that could help them. And again, when you think about it, they've lost 6 points, so that kind of sucks for them. So same thing with Nottingham Forest losing two, but yeah. I still would say Everton would be the team that stays up. I think it's going to be between Forest and Luton that goes down.
Yeah, I agree. Free Kicks is brought to you by the Illinois Youth Soccer Association.
Illinois Youth Soccer has been proudly serving the Illinois soccer community since 1975 and has a strong history of credibility. Illinois Youth Soccer is a nonprofit corporation, official state association, and charter member of U.S. Soccer Federation, administers U.S. Soccer Federation coaching programs, U.S. Soccer Federation the Olympic Development Program, and U.S. Soccer Federation referee programs. For more information, go to illinoisyouthsoccer.org.
Okay. Time for one of your favorite parts of the show.
Time now to guess the Premier League star.
Okay, so this week's Premier League star is 22 years old, so he's a youngster, and he's playing on his first Premier League club. Okay. All right, he previously played in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
He's not from Spain, however, he hails from a different continent altogether. It's not Europe, it's not Asia, it's not North America. It's not Antarctica. It's also not South America.
Okay, I was going to say. Okay. I'm going to go with Africa then, possibly.
Okay, that's probably a good guess. He is a striker.
Yep. A good one.
Really? You know who it is?
I've got an idea, but I could go with another clue for sure.
Okay. He shares a last name with Marlon, Randy, Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, and Michael. But he's not a singer.
Okay. So last name Jackson. And did he get into a little confrontation at the penalty spot this past week?
This is why I picked him. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Of course you did. So my guess is Mr. Nicholas Jackson from Chelsea, embedded striker, who did score in that 6-0 drubbing of Everton. So I'll give him some credit there. But he's had a few goals, but my goodness, he certainly missed more than he scored, but from Senegal. And
a bit of a head case, though, isn't he?
He's all over the place, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, you may have your facts, your stats of the week, but he's up there in the yellow card race.
Yeah, he is. Sure. He's one of the leading yellow card receivees. So let's talk about what happened at the penalty spot, because I don't think I've seen that at that level before. It's like, you know, 10-year-olds fighting over who gets to take the penalty kick. And you've got a guy, now granted, Cole Palmer already had 3 goals at that time.
Yes. Yeah.
But he is money in the bank on the penalty kicks.
Exactly. This is the confusion I have, is it's always interesting. So for coaches out there, certainly for myself as a coach, I always have a designated person who takes the penalty kick. They will say, okay, Sean, you're taking the penalty kicks. Great. Okay. And it seems like Chelsea has had that in the bag in terms of Cole Palmer, you're taking penalty kicks.
Right.
But the whole thing kind of got screwed because he had already had a hat trick. So then it took, I think, the immaturity, and again, I think that's probably a fair thing to say, the immaturity of some of these younger players that Chelsea has. They thought, well, he's already got 3, so I don't think it's fair he gets another one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and take it. So you had Matt Awake, you had...
Yeah, that's right. There were 2 of them. There were 2 of them.
Fighting over the ball, and then Gallagher gets involved, and then finally... Cole Palmer takes the ball and scores. And it wasn't even close. He just knocked it the other side.
Yeah.
Done and dusted. Exactly. So, yeah, it was probably a little bit of a picture of what's happening within the immaturity of some of these players, unfortunately.
I could not agree more. To me, it summed up everything that has been going wrong with Chelsea all season long.
Yeah, yeah. When you're winning by that many, that show a little bit of maturity.
Yeah.
For me, you know who I felt the worst for was Pochettino, because there's nothing he can do.
Yeah.
He's standing there on the sideline thinking, what are these numbskulls doing? What the heck is going on?
Exactly.
And hopefully he gave it to him in the locker room. Hopefully he did that. And that would make it better. Find the crap out of them too. They make enough money, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Yeah, I would if I were the coach, because that's just Bush League stuff out there.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if there is a fine, mate, and it seemed like they addressed it internally, whatever that means. We'll see what happens. So,
all right. Well, you've got sources there. Let's see if you can find out what happened.
I'll do some research.
Okay. All right. So for the odd stat of the week, something that you told me early on when we were coaching together that has stuck with me. You point out the number of corner kicks is like the kind of defining stat that it should be. In fact, you want it to be used as a tiebreaker in certain situations, who has the most corner kicks. And I get it, because when you look at this is the odd stat of the week. I looked at which teams get the most corner kicks. And if you look at the top 4, it's Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal, and Villa get the most corner kicks. A fifth team is a surprise. It's Bournemouth, which means that maybe they're not getting the maximum out of their opportunities, but I thought that was fascinating. Now you go to the bottom 4, and it's not as indicative. You've got Sheffield, of course, is bottom.
Yeah.
They're bottom in everything. But then Nottingham Forest, Wolves, and West Ham are the other teams that don't get a lot of corner kicks. And Luton and Burnley are, you know, in the middle of the pack, and yet they're at the bottom of the standing. Yeah. So,
But it kind of relates a little bit about how they play too, because if they're maybe a little bit more attacking prowess. I mean, Burnley is obviously always trying to play out of the back. West Ham is interesting, is an interesting one, because they actually spend a lot of time on, they have our favorite player, your favorite player, Mr. James Ward-Prowse, yeah, who's fantastic at taking corners.
He is.
I think he's even scored one.
I think, yeah,
they call that an Olympico, is what they call it, where you score directly from a corner kick.
Yeah.
So he's obviously fantastic at him. So, yeah, that, I'm surprised that West Ham don't get a lot.
That's why we call it the odd stat of the week. There we go.
Brilliant.
All right, it's time for my favorite part.
Now time for Adam's Weekend Soccer TV Tip.
Okay, now, I don't know if people know this, but you're going in for a medical procedure tomorrow morning, right?
It's actually the afternoon.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
So you'll be on your back, literally. You won't be out there doing any coaching or anything this weekend, so you will have a television and you will be able to watch what you want to watch. And what is that going to be?
That's the plan. Well, the great thing is you've got a couple of FA Cup semifinals to watch. So you're going to have to watch a little bit on ESPN Plus. So you've got, obviously, Chelsea, Man City. Hopefully Man City's all depressed and Chelsea can do them over. That would be great. And then you've got...
Hopefully they don't get it. They don't get a penalty kick. I don't want to see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Chelsea's got the most penalty kicks in the league, I think, so that might be good. You've got Coventry and Manchester United, but in the other semi-final, both at Wembley, so definitely worth watching Saturday and Sunday, each one. But for me, I think we kind of teased it a little bit earlier, but this, I think, is going to be a cracker of a game. It's Sunday morning, so you're going to have to get up early, 7:30 in the morning.
Oof.
Everton at home, the Toffees, against Nottingham Forest. I think that's going to be a really good game because, as we've already teased it, they're battling for getting clear of the relegation zone. I think whoever wins that one is going to stay up.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Okay, that's awesome. Free Kicks is brought to you by Green White Soccer Club. We have our tryouts coming up on Monday and Tuesday, April 22nd and 23rd at the Metro Majewski Park. So come on out if you'd like to join the team. We have teams from U8 all the way up to over 50.
You have an over 50 team? Oh, good. Yeah. Do I have to try out?
Well, you might want to get your back taken care of first.
do they take English players with bad backs?
Well, don't take English players just in general.
Oh,
but anybody else is welcome to come. Greenwhitesoccer.org is the website. All right, we have people to thank. We need to thank our executive producer, Tony Lasana, with Opie Shows. Thanks, Tony, for all your hard work. Thanks also to the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Ed Silla is our distributor. Great Talk Radio is in debt. It just moved to a better place, and that's RadioMisfits.com. And, knock on wood, everything goes well, and he's able to move around. We'll be back again next week with another episode of Free Kicks.
The preceding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Opie Productions.
Tony, can you shut up?
He is as electrifying as a Jimi Hendrix guitar going into a hot tub.